Now let's talk about the direction that the headline takes. If the headline goes across the hand and doesn't dip down toward the wrist, you have a pretty straight thinker, someone with pretty clear logic. It's a down-to-earth person, perhaps not very imaginative, but they're down-to-earth and practical and logical. If you notice the headline curving toward the wrist, you have a creative and imaginative person. In fact, the more it curves, the more imaginative they are. Or if you're looking at the minor hand, the more imaginative they can be. Now, this can be expressed in a number of ways. Imaginative people can come up with some pretty imaginative lies. They can also make great actors. They can also make great poets. They can make great writers. They can make great musicians. Or they can make people who just think all the time and never get anything done. So it can go a number of ways. What if there's a fork at the end of the headline? This is good news. This is called the writer's fork. This means that the person may be pretty good at writing, or if it's in the minor hand, they have the potential to be a writer. Now, if the headline curves sharply toward the wrist at the very end, this indicates that the person's thinking is very materialistic. Let's talk about where the headline begins. Again, we're back over by the thumb. The next line down is the lifeline, by the way. So if the headline is touching the lifeline at the beginning, this indicates a person who uses caution. Their thinking is tempered by caution. If they're not touching, if there's a space between the beginning of the headline and the beginning of the lifeline, this person is independent, sometimes to the point of being impulsive and rash in their thinking. In fact, the greater the distance between the headline and the lifeline, which is the next line down, the more independent the person will be, and the more likely to speak their mind. Let's talk about the lifeline, the third major line down from the top. The lifeline is very important because this is about their life, you know, their health, their stamina, how they feel physically. It also shows how much joy they have in life, how much motivation, how much enthusiasm they have. Now, just like a short headline, or heartline for that matter, does not indicate a short life, neither does a short lifeline. So many people get caught up in the length of the lifeline, longer life, shorter lifeline, shorter life. I remember being in fifth grade, and there was a pseudo palm reader. One of the kids had apparently heard a little bit about palmistry and was telling people that the length of their lifeline indicated the length of their life. This is not accurate. This is not true. What it does tell is how much a person really gets into life and how much they really get out of life. If there's a strong, deep lifeline, this person's really involved in life. They're really getting a lot out of it. They're having fun. They're enjoying. If it's a light lifeline, they're really not that engaged in life. They're really not getting that much pleasure and fun out of life. And sometimes you'll see a potential in the minor hand to have a lot of fun, and you'll see a major hand that's showing they're just not tapping into that. It's time to make some suggestions for positive change to that person. So the lifeline starts on the side where the thumb is, and it usually curves across the hand down toward the wrist, at the very base of the palm. Now, what is important about the lifeline is how much area it marks off from the rest of the hand. So look at the area between the base of the thumb and the lifeline. Is it a lot or a little? Well, you're really not going to know until you see quite a few palms. But if it's a lot, a big area, then this person has a lot of energy, and they're going to like to take chances and have fun and do great things that are really exciting. A lifeline that goes really close to the base of the thumb indicates the opposite. Kind of a boring person, not a whole lot of energy. Again, use your diplomacy when talking about this. How do you say boring person in a nice way? Especially if it's on the major hand and that's what they are right now, and then you find out it's backed up on the minor hand, seeing that's their full potential to be a boring person. How do you say that in a nice way? Well, first of all, you look for other positive things to say. Second of all, you don't have to reveal everything you see on the hand. If you see something like that, boring on the right hand, sort of a lack of energy, a lack of joy of life, and you look at the other hand, let's say you see it first in the major hand, then you see it on the minor hand, and yes, that's their full potential to be low on energy and sort of boring, well, you might just want to move on to something else. You might not want to address that at all. And you're going to have situations like this. There's no requirement for you to reveal everything you see, but there is a requirement for you to leave the person feeling good about themselves with a positive outlook about the future and to be able to back up everything that you say with something on one of their hands. So let's talk about this area between the base of the thumb and the lifeline. As you know, this is the mound of Venus, or the mount of Venus. And it really reveals a person's passion for life. That's why having a big area and having it nice and spongy is great. That means a lot of passion, a lot of energy. Now, it shouldn't be completely spongy in order to be at its full power. Either of the mounds that I've talked about so far shouldn't be completely spongy and mushy. There should be a little resistance. There should be a little firmness. Nice and rounded, but some resistance, some firmness in there. It shouldn't feel like a cotton ball. The higher the mound is, the more passionate of a person you're dealing with. If it's mushy, if you can push on it and it feels mushy and not really that firm, we've got a person who's interested in really indulging in the sensual pleasures and pushing it to the point of overindulgence. What about the opposite? What about a mound that isn't a mound at all? It's more of a crater. It goes the opposite way, meaning that if you poured water in it, it would hold the water. The water wouldn't flow off it because it's not a mound at all. The water would be held in it like a cup. What about this kind of mound? When you see this, this can indicate a person who is not interested in the opposite sex. Again, you don't have to say everything that you see. In cases where you see this and the person has not professed an interest in the same sex, you might be better off keeping your mouth closed during that part of the reading. What this could also indicate is a person who is kind of closed off, they're kind of cold. They're doing the opposite of overindulging in life. They're underindulging. They really have very little interest in pleasure whatsoever. Now, ideally, this line starts halfway between the base of the thumb and the base of the first finger. We have a go-getter type person, very motivated person. If it starts closer to the base of the thumb, this person is the opposite. They're not very motivated. So it's a spectrum. It goes from the base of the thumb to the base of the first finger. It goes from not motivated at all at the base of the thumb to highly motivated at the base of the first finger. Obviously, a lifeline that is deep and clear and easy to see indicates a person who is very healthy. A very healthy life is indicated. They're also very passionate about life. You can look at the lifeline, no matter how short or how long, and divide it up into logical segments and determine, knowing that it starts on the side of the hand where the thumb is and goes down toward the wrist, you can determine things that are happening or going to happen to the person at different points in their life. And remember, if you're looking at the minor hand, you're looking at what could have happened in the past or what could possibly happen in the future. If you're looking at the lifeline on the major hand, you're looking at what has happened in the past, if you're looking at the past part of the lifeline, or what they're on a course to have happen in the future. Breaks, islands, chains, any of those things occurring indicate challenges. Anytime the lifeline is hard to see, that indicates low energy, and it can also indicate poor health. If you see an island anywhere on the line, that indicates sadness. Can also indicate times when they're so ill that they were in the hospital. If it looks like a chain anywhere, this can indicate a whole host of health problems. What about breaks in the lifeline? This doesn't mean their life ended and started again, but it does mean that they probably made a change there, or that they could make a change depending on which line you're looking at and which part of their life you're looking at. Sometimes the breaks are extreme. Sometimes there's a big space. The line will stop and then a big space and then it'll start again. These are usually times of some sort of health. These are usually times of some sort of severe health challenge. Or perhaps a relationship ending. Or perhaps a relationship stopping and then restarting. Now, if you notice breaks in the line, but there's a parallel line. So in other words, the line is broken, but the line sort of overlaps on itself. So when it continues not at the point at which it was broken, but a little off to the side of that and a little before that. So there's a parallel. So at a certain point, it starts in a line, then that line stops, and a different line starts. The different line starts earlier than where the first line ended and parallels it for a little while. That creates what's called a sister line during the time of those lines running parallel. This indicates protection during that time. Sister lines can also occur individually. You can have an entire sister line with a fully intact lifeline. So the lifeline can begin and end and never break. And a sister line can run parallel to the lifeline at a certain point. So the lifeline can form its own sister line by overlapping itself, or an entirely different line that runs on the thumb side of the lifeline, parallel to the lifeline, can also be present. Or it can be, these are two different possibilities. When a sister line occurs by itself, in other words, it's not made up of the lifeline overlapping itself, it's known as the line of Mars. And sometimes it will run the entire length of the lifeline. But many times it's found at the beginning of the lifeline, during the developing years. Wherever it occurs, it indicates protection during that time. This is always a good sign. When you see a sister line, always mention it. What about worry lines? And you're going to have to probably move your thumb around a little bit to see the worry lines. Kind of pull your palm inward a little bit. Alternatively, you might want to try stretching your hand out really far. Stretching your palm as far as you can. Use whichever method works for you to be able to see any of the lines on the hand. But let's talk about worry lines in particular. There are the lines between the base of the thumb and the lifeline. Sometimes they even go over the lifeline. When they cross the lifeline, that's when they can affect your life, at the point at which they cross it, the point corresponding to the time in your life when they cross your lifeline. Otherwise, worry lines that are not touching the lifeline can just indicate a lot of anxiety, a lot of pent-up energy, and they can actually be used to your advantage. Let's talk about squares that occur on the palm. Now, unlike other occurrences, squares can be positive or they can be negative. If you have a square that's over your lifeline and forming a square around a break in your lifeline, this is good. This is a protective square. It's protecting the part where the break happened. And if your lifeline is overlapping, causing its own sister line, and you have a square around it, you've got a lot of protection during a time of challenge. And why is protection good? Protection's good because it means that probably nothing really terrible will happen during that time. Even though it could, it probably won't because of the protection. So even though something really big is going on, a huge challenge, the square offers protection, just like overlapping offers protection. It also indicates that there'll be support from others during that time. A tremendous help, a tremendous advantage. And the square indicates there'll be enough energy to get through it, whatever it is. Now, what if a square occurs on the lifeline, but it's not covering anything? There's not a break there. It's just the normal life going along. There's a square. Well, that's a period of time in which the person was boxed in, but not in a protective way. They're boxed in a confined way, or they will be, or they could be, depending on where it occurs and depending on which hand it is, major or minor. This could be a time when they were spiritually alone, when they took time to meditate, or it could indicate a time when they were locked up in prison or jail. Again, using your diplomacy, if you see this in the past, may not be the best thing to bring up. Prison records might be better off left not discussed. If you see it in the future, you might want to find a nice way to warn them that they may want to change what they're doing. Unless they tell you that they're going to a monastery to study, this may indicate a time during which they'll be locked up. So you may want to tell them in a polite way to make a few adjustments in the way they're doing things. Let's talk about the destiny line. The destiny line affects how the heart line, the head line, and the lifeline actually express themselves. When a destiny line exists, it will run straight through the palm, vertically, from the wrist toward the middle finger or the second finger. Now, it doesn't have to run that way. It can start anywhere near the wrist. It doesn't have to start in the center of the wrist. And it can finish under any of the fingers. Now, if the destiny line starts near the headline, meaning the middle line, that usually indicates that the person didn't know their destiny until about the age of 35 or 40. And if they haven't reached that age yet, then you can tell them that they may not know their destiny until that age. If the destiny line starts near the wrist, that indicates that the person knows their destiny from an early age. As with the other lines, if the destiny line is clear and deep, it indicates a firm knowing, a firm understanding of one's destiny, that the person will be well aware of their destiny and able to take the steps toward their destiny, especially if it starts at the wrist. They will have the advantage of knowing it early on and being firmly entrenched in their destiny, taking the steps necessary to put together a career or a life based on why they are here. Sometimes destiny lines have strong parts and weak parts. Sometimes destiny lines disappear for a while. This, as you've probably figured out, indicates just what it seems to indicate. Sometimes they're aware of their destiny, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're firmly entrenched in reaching their destiny and doing those things that are on their path toward fulfilling their destiny. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're way off base. Remember, it starts at the wrist and goes upward. The wrist would be the beginning of life, and where it ends, the base of the fingers, would indicate the end of their lives. So you can see at which points their destiny is clear to them and at which points it's not. Remember, with the destiny line, the clarity of it indicates how clear their destiny is to them. It doesn't indicate whether or not they have a destiny. It indicates their awareness of their own destiny. This line can offer a lot of hope to people, including yourself. If you feel wayward, you can look at your destiny line and perhaps that's just where you are. And perhaps that's going to end soon because you're going to firmly know your destiny at a certain point. Perhaps it's broken at some points, but the line overlaps itself, offering protection, offering its own sister line within the destiny line. When you look at the hands of people who are very successful and well known for what they do, you will usually see a firm destiny line, one that's very easy to see, rather deep, and very clear at the time at which they are at the height of their fame. When the destiny line is clear, it's kind of like its own protection. It's sort of like its own protective box. It's sort of like its own sister line when it's clear. That's how important the destiny line is. When the destiny is clear, it actually has its own protection. Because it's destiny. It's what's supposed to happen. And so it has its own force emanating from it. A clear destiny line can protect itself, can keep that person's destiny intact. Meaning, they'll be aware of what they're supposed to do, and they'll be doing it. If they're supposed to be a doctor, they'll be in medical school. If they're supposed to be a professional baseball player, they'll be practicing baseball. If they're supposed to be a writer, they'll be writing. Whatever it is they're supposed to do, they'll be on that path and taking the steps to make it happen. It also means they're making proper decisions. A weak destiny line or an absence of a destiny line can indicate improper decisions, decisions that are really off base. So if someone feels that they're floundering, maybe you can point out, if you see it, that their destiny line indicates that. But it'll clear up if you see that. What if there's no destiny line? That is a possibility. This indicates a drifter, someone who floats from thing to thing, from career to career, not really finding one particular destiny. It doesn't make them a bad person, just makes them a bit of a drifter. But sometimes it can lead to challenges, which the individual can have a really difficult time overcoming. Sometimes people without a destiny line end up incarcerated or end up addicted to drugs. If you see a lack of a destiny line, you should probably indicate to the person that having direction would be a great idea, that choosing something they really love, that really fulfills them, that creates bliss within them, following that path is really going to help them tremendously. Help them get on some sort of productive, positive, powerful path. Remember, lines can change over time. Just because you don't see a destiny line doesn't mean that they can't create one. as a person puts together a career, puts together a future, and gets their act together, as they say, the destiny line can become more and more firm, more and more solid, more and more apparent. Now, oftentimes the destiny line will start close to the lifeline. Sometimes it will be connected to the lifeline. This indicates that the person was brought up in a very stable household with a lot of support, a lot of love, a lot of what they need to be successful. If the destiny line starts separated from the lifeline, this means that the person would have had less stability, less support. But this can be fine. This can cause a person to develop independence, to become a strong individual. So whether the destiny line starts connected to the lifeline or separate from it doesn't necessarily indicate that it's better or worse, because there are pros and cons to both. The further away the destiny line starts from the lifeline, the more independent they were in their early years. What about where the destiny line ends? This kind of tells us what the person is interested in. Usually a destiny line will end past the heart line. Remember, the heart line is the top line. Usually it will cross the heart line and go a little further than it. If the destiny line just reaches the heart line and then does not continue, this indicates that the person, when they're middle-aged, will become firm in their ways, because that's the point at which the destiny line crosses the heart line in midlife. Typically, the destiny line will extend until it reaches the second finger. Sometimes the destiny line will end between the second or middle finger and the third or ring finger. When either of these happen, this usually indicates that the person will follow what we might call a normal career. Teacher, a banker, a doctor, something that's not out of the ordinary. Something that people know about, they've heard about. It's considered to be normal, if you will. What if the destiny line ends beneath the first finger? This indicates that the person's interested in religion, philosophy, law, or politics. And why would they choose those? Because they're interested in being recognized. They've got drive and they want to be recognized for it. What if the destiny line ends under the third finger or ring finger? This indicates that they're very creative, they're artistic. And if you've seen some other indicators that they're artistic, like an oblong hand, for example, well, you probably have a very creative, very artistic person on your hands, if you will. And when I say art, it could be music, it could be literature, any kind of design job, graphic design, for example. Sometimes the destiny line will end under the little finger or fourth finger. When this happens, it indicates a person who enjoys communicating with their voice, a salesperson, a singer, a public speaker, a preacher, someone who, rather than writing what they feel and what they want to communicate, enjoys speaking it. What if you have two destiny lines running side by side? This indicates someone whose destiny is to do two different things at the same time. So maybe one's a career, one's a hobby. Maybe there are two careers. Maybe there are two hobbies. Perhaps they have a balance between their home life and their career. What if the destiny line has a break? Well, if there's a break and there's an overlap where they run parallel for a time, that of course means protection. That creates a sister line. But regardless of that, if there is a break and the next line starts to the right or the left of the original destiny line, this indicates a change, perhaps a major career change. Perhaps they were following one path and then it changed. They decided to do something else, or something happened which caused them to go into a different career or a different path of some sort. The destiny, the path they were on, changed for some reason. So now you have a firm understanding of palm reading, a very straightforward, easy-to-use palm reading approach has been given to you. You can now read someone's palm. And unlike many things which require practice and a lot of work, as long as you remember what I said, you can start using it right now. You can begin reading palms right now. Go out and have fun with it. Read people's palms. Read your palm. And what you're going to find is you're going to be the life of the party. Everyone wants to know their destiny. Everyone wants to know a little bit more about themselves. And you can also help people with your knowledge, and you can help yourself. All right, here we are at the end of the program. You have learned a lot of information. Now, not only have you learned what I have said, but you have learned what you have thought. Think about it. All of the things that I've said should have triggered ideas and thoughts in your mind. While those things were coming up, hopefully you were capturing them somehow. But if not, that's okay. We're going to take care of that right now. I want you to think about the entire program, everything I've said, and I want you to put down 5 points that relate to the program, either things that I said or things that came to you. 5 new points that you haven't written down yet that came to you during the course of listening to this program. Write them down. They could be things to do. They could be random thoughts. They could be thoughts about yourself, thoughts about others. It doesn't matter. Just 5 things that came to you while I was talking during this program. 5 points. Go ahead and write them down now as I'm silent. All right, you've got your 5 points now. Great. Now I want you to elaborate on them. Take point number one and fill it in. Write something about it. Write a game plan. If it's something you're going to do, if it's something about yourself, go ahead and elaborate on that. If it's something about somebody else, go ahead and elaborate on that. Whatever it is, fill it in. I don't want you just to have a word there or a couple words. I want you to explain what that idea was. Develop that idea so you can use it later. Do this now as I am silent for point number one. Good. Now the same thing for point number two. Develop it. Write something about it. Do this now. Good. Now point number three. Go ahead and develop point number three. Bring it along. Develop point number three to the point in writing where you can look at it later and say, oh, that's what I was thinking about. That was my idea with point number three. So it's not just a word or a couple words. It's now going to be a definition or an explanation or a game plan for point number three. Do this now as I'm silent. All right, now take point number four, and I want you to elaborate on that as well. Do this now as I'm silent. All right, last but not least, point number five, the final point in this program. What really struck you? What came to you while you're listening to this program? Write something about point number five. You've already got point number five written down. Now elaborate on it now as I am silent. All right, outstanding work. So enjoy your new knowledge, go out there and have fun, go out there and help people, and I hope you continue learning more about palm reading. Add to your knowledge. Most importantly, practice palm reading on a regular basis, and listen to this recording a few more times. Go out there and go ahead and start reading palms, but I want you to come back to this recording at least 2 more times. I want you to have a clear memory of what I have said to you while you're out there reading palms. So have some fun, help people, help yourself, and enjoy. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have an outstanding life.